Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff, think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like. Welcome back to episode 51. This is just Anna. I'm going to do a little preamble to episode 51. So when we last left you with episode 50, you heard both of us recounting our experiences at a Christmas party where Aiden had sex with Jasmine and I traded massages and made out with Tony. In that episode, you might notice that I'm fairly unemotional and not really sharing that much about my feelings, and more trying to intellectualize and downplay them. So the following is a very intimate recording of us together the next day, with me really going deep finally and sharing my super vulnerable thoughts with Aiden regarding how I was feeling and the stories I was making up in my head, you guys, about what happened between him and Jasmine. Like, I was convinced he had better sex with her, was in love with her. I called her his girlfriend and referred to them as being in a relationship. And I assumed their chemistry was better than ours, none of which is anywhere near reality. I'm basically just catastrophizing and engaging in worst case scenario thinking, which is something I've learned is actually pretty common with couples in open relationships, but it's still something I'm super embarrassed to share. So I hope it's not too annoying to hear me. Good grief. So we started recording mid-discussion, what I'm about to play for you guys. And what I'm about to do in the recording is read some notes that I had been taking on my feelings to Aiden. So it goes right into me reading those notes. So just to give you some context for what's going on, I'm basically reading the notes and thoughts I've been collecting in this shared note that Aiden and I have that he has not seen yet. You'll also hear in the conversation that instead of talking to Aiden about my feelings that day, I had reached out to Aaron, who was the guy that I saw on the work trip I went on. I reached out to him to process my feelings instead of bothering Aiden with my emotions because I didn't want to make him feel bad about his positive experience with Jasmine. But that's not what Aiden wanted me to do. He made it clear he wants to be the one to be there for me. I was just really feeling like my feelings were too big and that they were a burden. We feel like this episode really shows how processing as a couple can happen in real life, in real time. That's kind of what we do with you guys, give you the real thing. You can think you're fine or you can try to suppress your feelings, but it all comes bubbling up eventually, just like it does in this recording. And fighting them or suppressing them is just counterproductive to the kind of connection we want in our relationship, even though we think we're doing it to protect our partner. We've just realized we have a little more in common than we thought. We both tend to keep our fearful or jealous feelings to ourselves so as not to appear weak, controlling, or needy, and so we don't negatively impact the other's play experience. You know, Aiden with Jasmine and Anna with Aaron. But even if our feelings are hard to share or hard to hear, we ultimately feel it's so much more important to prioritize honesty and transparency in our relationship no matter what. Because the only way through to the other side, where we are always landing in love, is by processing everything together. I kept saying the only way through is through. We're just going to hit some hard stuff along the way. Following the processing recording we're going to play, you're also going to hear two voice messages that Aiden and I shared with each other the next day, clarifying our feelings, We both felt like we didn't have a choice but to support each other's separate play because we felt like it was something the other one really wanted. Anna with Aaron and Aiden with Jasmine. We both had reservations, but ultimately downplayed them in order to allow each other to have these experiences, which is kind of how we roll, to just do the things and process together later. Neither one of us wants to feel like we're preventing the other from doing something they really want to do. So this has been quite an emotional roller coaster for both of us. We already have episodes 52, 53, and 54 recorded as well, you guys. They're just raw and haven't been edited because we've just been recording so much since the Christmas party. There's just so much every time we talk. It's like, wow, this is also a podcast. So stay tuned for the continued saga of the Christmas party processing. We're learning so much right now, and we're so excited to share it all with you guys on the podcast. So, without further ado, here is the impromptu recording of the processing conversation we had after recording episode 50 that was much more authentic and raw, followed by the two voice memos we sent to each other the next day. One thing, too, apologies for the editing in parts. We accidentally used people's real names a few times and had to paste in audio from elsewhere using their aliases. So sorry if that sounds jarring in parts. Okay, here you go.
Yeah, I called it episode 51, Anna Processing.
Oh, on a whole new episode.
Oh, it would be easily. It's a lot of thoughts starting from this morning all day long. I had to get them out so that I could even get any work done. If Aiden wants to discuss, I like to talk about it on the podcast. I'm not going to bring it up unless he sees my notes here and asks about it, which I don't think he will. I don't think he wants to hear all of this because it will ruin his experience. He's on a high right now from his amazing experience with Jasmine. I feel forgotten. I'm actually glad I called Aaron because it was kind of a reality check.
How do you mean?
He was just like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, you need to talk to him. Like, over and over again. He was like, you just need to talk to him. I think he has listened to the podcast.
Oh, for sure.
He has. And he knows that you would want to hear. Feeling bad about not being nearly as evolved in my compersion or ability to be turned on by Aiden with other women. Couldn't sleep last night. Intrusive thoughts of Aiden and Jasmine naked, cuddling, laughing, and being intimate on the bed like we do. Being told how hot and sexy their lovemaking was. Revisiting the concept of better sex with someone else. This is the first time Aiden didn't say after the experience, it was just okay, it's so much better with you. Making me think it was better than with me. Is he more attracted to her than he is to me? And then your quote from the podcast, the sex was great, it was connective, gave me a gut punch. Now he's had better sex with someone else.
Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
In no way have I ever communicated or has anything been said about anything ever being better than you. And so this is not true, not a fact.
Are you just saying that?
No, or? I'm telling you again, nothing compares with you. Wow. And ever will. And that's not just words. I don't know how you could think otherwise given what we are.
And it's absolutely amazing for me. It's ridiculous. Like, there's
an hour after we had blowout, amazing, connective, deep,
we really
spiritual
did.
Sex. Literally an hour after this incident.
And then again later.
And then again later, right.
Yeah, it was
so
really
so I'd love
amazing.
To be able to dispel that, but you've got to come to that on your own. I mean, I can't convince you, but
yeah.
It's the truth.
Okay.
Hand to God.
I'll work on
and
that.
I don't think anybody will ever get near it. Nothing's near it, and this wasn't near it. Near
yeah.
it. Not a threat.
All right. This is what I wrote down.
Okay.
Now he's had better sex with someone else. So good, in fact, he would prioritize the ecstasy of it over wearing a condom for me. And even lied to me about it to protect his new relationship over ours. That really hurts.
Okay.
I feel like she's not into her husband, so this experience is much more meaningful to her with you. Like, I doubt the two of them had sex that night. I just don't see chemistry between them. I think she'd love to poach you. Aiden still turns me on more than anyone else, but I feel like that's not the case for Aiden anymore.
Oh, gosh.
My fooling around with Tony, there was nothing so passionate going on that I would have been swept away enough to tell him he didn't have to wear a condom. Makes me think it had to have been the best sex of Aiden's life, and he was out of his mind with pleasure and love and connection Baby. That he couldn't think rationally. Also, that he must not have been thinking about me or us at all. And if people commented on how hot the sex was, he must have really been into it. Maybe even more than with me.
Okay.
The no condom thing really stings, prioritizing her pleasure over my safety. What if I hadn't caught the lie? Would he have ever told me? Breach of trust. Joking about it and laughing about it on the pod, but it makes me really sad. I never thought he'd do that, much less lie to me about it. Again, feels like he prioritized his new relationship with Jasmine over ours. Feel like Aiden doesn't want to hear my negative feelings about the experience, but I still need to talk about it. Aaron texted this morning to ask how the party was, so we're going to set up a phone call. I need to process with someone who's not Aiden, so I don't ruin the memory of his experience with Jasmine or his future play with her. I also want to talk about it with someone who is attracted to me, so I don't feel so supplanted. Need more aftercare and not getting it from Aiden. Don't want to look outside the marriage for emotional support, but also he made it clear on episode 49 that my feelings do affect his experience negatively, and I want him to be able to enjoy his new relationship and pursue it however he desires without feeling like he has to hold back to protect me or spend time with me processing my feelings. I feel like he really wants me to love the LS and only express positivity about it and not to bring him down. He doesn't want to know what I'm feeling less positive on episode 58 and didn't take the opportunity to ask follow-up questions of me like, what are you imagining in your mind that happened when I said, I'm sure what I'm imagining in my head is much worse than what actually happened. He didn't follow up and say, well, what are you imagining?
Well, obviously lost on me.
Happens. Didn't really dig further or ask more about the bad feelings I said I was having. I feel like he just didn't really want to know. I don't feel like he wants to be burdened with my discomfort while basking in the afterglow of better sex with Jasmine. It would ruin his vibe and kill his NRE high, and I don't want to take that from him. What if he'd come inside her? I'd feel so much more disconnected, especially with no condom. I would have felt even more of a betrayal. Also, coming inside someone is so incredibly intimate, something only we have done until now, that easily could have happened Saturday night. What's our stance on condoms now? Is it okay not to use as long as we're really turned on and into the person we're with then? Is this going to keep happening? Well, I always have to wonder if he's telling me the truth or lying to protect my feelings. Now that he's had better sex without a condom.
Better sex again.
She'll expect that for all future play sessions together. Sex without a condom will be so amazing with her, and he will forget all about me. I can't hear about it. Do I still have to film my separate play experiences if you don't? What about the sex was better than us, and is there anything I can learn from, or was it just better chemistry overall and not something I can change? In the past, it has made me feel so much better to hear him say that the sex wasn't as good as ours, but this time I didn't get that from him. Does this get us into poly territory? I think she'd like to do it again, and I wouldn't mind seeing her again. You both want a repeat. Coming in or without a condom this time, that makes me feel totally left behind and replaced, like we're done. Now he has a girlfriend who's more exciting and new. Makes me feel disconnected and second best. How far will this go? Am I not individuated enough? Will this just inevitably mean that we'll have to become poly because I'll need more emotional support to handle him falling in love with someone else than he wants to give, and I'll have to seek it elsewhere? When he doesn't want to hear my feelings, it feels like he's prioritizing the ecstasy of his new relationship with Jasmine over connecting with me. My feelings feel like an inconvenient burden, a downer he doesn't want to hear. Does he still want to be my one and only? Am I still his number one, or not anymore since sex better and more connected with her? Does it matter to him anymore? How do I cope at future parties when they're together having better sex than we have while I'm having nothing or just okay experiences with guys I'm only marginally into? No one is super exciting to me the way Aiden is excited about Jasmine. I'm just trying to force myself to do something so I won't be a sad sack all alone at parties like Robert, just waiting for you to finish coming inside Jasmine without a condom, the real love of his life after he's had better, more connected sex and orgasms with her than he does with me.
Baby.
What do I do with that? I don't want to be stuck babysitting and getting hit on by her husband every single time either. I didn't get in the lifestyle to lose Zayden or be his wingman buddy. biggest thing I noticed on episode 50 was Aiden not really asking deep questions about how he felt about his play experience, even after I mentioned not feeling great in my body. You can tell he's just glowing and excited about sex with Jasmine and doesn't want to be brought down. Is he seeing these notes in the shared note? Does he care? I don't think he wants to deal with me right now. That's
it. Okay. So that's a lot that we've discussed already.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to go over all of our conversation before we start recording, but...
No.
What do you know now to be fact versus not fact?
Yeah, I think so.
No, like which parts?
I don't know.
Better sex?
I don't know. That's going to be hard for me to believe.
Why?
I don't know. I just...
Why would you feel at all in any way that that sex or any sex could be better than you?
I don't know. It just feels like it. I don't know.
Okay. All I have is words and actions
I know.
That I can play
That's all
in
you
my
can do.
Favor.
I know, you can't do anything
And the O face I can give you to prove.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Orgasm alone might help if you just even just insert that in there.
Yeah.
And the assumption that I didn't put a condom on because the sex was so great is illogical because I don't have the condom on yet.
No,
just you know, before
sex
we
is
have
much
sex.
More than penetration. Sex is
well, it wasn't in this case. It was
the flirting
very...
and the making out and the heavy petting and the breathing and the talking and I want you and you, she wanted you to be inside so badly. It sounds like it was very urgent.
Well, it was a pretty short amount of time.
And passionate, which I really don't want to envision.
I don't know how I can reassure you other than give you my words, but you don't seem to believe them.
I know.
So I
and I believe
wait for
it.
You to believe them.
I believe you intellectually. It's just my body is like that. Can't be true.
How do we connect the two?
I don't know. It's just time, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
I mean, the other.
I just don't know how to deal with it ongoing, though.
Fact or fiction, girlfriend?
Not yet.
Okay. So, no. There's no girlfriend talking here, there's no relationship.
Yeah.
And she's married.
Sort of.
Well, no, she's married.
Yeah.
7 years. We don't know anything about the relationship.
Yeah.
What I don't want to do is whataboutism.
I know.
Because reversed.
I know.
It's worse in some ways.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, 100%. Like, I'm just not even close to where you are on this stuff.
Wow. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
And... that's part of the deal in this. I mean, we've actually kind of gotten off pretty easy so far.
Yeah.
And I haven't had an experience that I was enjoying.
I know.
And I've enjoyed couples, but we can't do that.
Intellectually glad. Well, we can if we just...
I want to.
If we can find a couple.
That's what I've been telling you from the beginning.
Well, me too. Of course, I always want to do couples. If we can find one we're both attracted to, that's the issue. We just can't find one we're both attracted to. Yeah, I mean, it's not rational, any of the stuff that I'm thinking.
It's not, and I know that.
It's just, yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is, like, she's going to be at every other party, and then y'all just going to get closer and closer, the sex is going to get better and better.
That's what you've told me you want with Aaron. You want to be closer with him and have better sex because one time sucks, and you want to have repeats. So that it's better and you can get closer and more connected. You've told me that many times.
I mean, once a quarter is different from seeing somebody
who
lives in town.
And not across the park.
I mean, that guy's out of the picture.
Right, but if he weren't. I mean, just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what about us. Well, it doesn't work because your feelings are different than mine.
We have to figure out what we want to. Like, I feel like I'm doing a lot of what I'm doing just in reaction, trying to keep up with you.
You didn't do what you want with Aaron in reaction to me. You did what you wanted because you wanted that. You went out, you got picked up, you had great sex, you enjoyed it, and you had a good time. And it was a great freedom-inducing experience for you.
Yeah.
That was not me.
Yeah. You're right.
And I don't even think the party was just me. I think you wanted to be free and do your own thing. That was an exciting proposition for you. And you can tell me otherwise, and I might believe you, I might not. But I know you pretty well. But I could see you preparing for that. Like, okay, he's going to be with her. I got to find somebody to be with. It's the backup syndrome we've talked about.
Yeah.
And that works. We talked about it working.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't know. I think the overall here is it's fresh. It's hitting you hard. Your mind's flourishing a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I'm just here to reassure you and to tell you how much I love you and how there's no one else for me on this fucking planet.
I just don't want to be a pain in the ass.
You're just feeling your feelings. This is what's important. I want you to feel them.
Yeah, I know.
And talking to me versus calling a boyfriend is probably a better idea.
It's definitely a better idea. Yeah. By far. There's nobody else I want to talk to. I just don't want to overburden you.
Well, like I said,
I just don't know what's appropriate, I guess.
We have the conversation now, or we had it 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to have the conversation, so you might as well just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
So that's just a practicality. Just, you got to talk to me.
Yeah.
I got to talk to you. I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You got to tell me the truth. And
That's what I want.
That's what I'm pledging to do. And I made a mistake. I'm going to rectify that by just being fucking hardcore on the truth and telling you. And not making a mistake, hopefully, but telling you about it.
Yeah.
That's where I feel really bad. That's where it went bad for me.
Yeah.
And you have to resolve to talk to me and
yeah,
bring it up in the moment. That's okay. And we can take a break from it. If you feel like you're dumping too much, we can just take a break. Go back with our thoughts and come back together.
Oh, I mean, it helps me a lot. The best way for me to process is talking to you.
Yeah, that's
directly.
True. I know that.
But
about you.
I just...
That's why I want
I
it.
I know that I'm a lot. And I just...
You're not a lot. You're who you are. Not a lot. You're not too much. You're feeling your feelings. I'm here to support you when you feel your feelings. That's why I'm here. I want to be here. I want to talk to you. It makes me happy. It would make me sad to have you sad.
Yeah.
And you've been sitting here sad all day and I haven't even known it. And the sooner the better.
I know.
All I have to say is I need some reassurance. Come over.
Okay.
Come hug me and talk to me.
Okay.
Asking the questions, do you like her better?
Oof. Yeah.
You know?
I'm afraid to ask questions because I don't want to know the answer.
Well, like when I'm going to give you the right answer.
Like when I was trying to ask you on the podcast, like, just tell me everything. You wanted me to ask you questions, and I had a hard time asking you questions because I didn't want to know the answer to them.
Okay.
I don't want to know if her pussy's better. I don't want to know if you think she's prettier. I don't want to know if her body's better and her boobs are bigger and she's better in bed and sexier and more sensual and makes you feel more wanted and hornier, whatever.
No.
I just couldn't get the questions out because I didn't really want to hear the answers.
You might want to hear the answers.
Oh, no.
All the answers are in your favor, baby. But you don't believe that.
Oh.
At least before I tell you.
Yeah.
And even when I tell you, you don't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, my brain believes
Your brain believes it.
Yeah.
That's work for both of us.
Yeah.
Well, this is hard.
I don't want you to have a girlfriend in town.
Hey.
I don't like it.
So we're swingers. We're not open.
No, we're
open. I'm not going to have another girlfriend,
open.
By the way.
We're open. We're just... I don't want to be poly. I think that would really hurt
Nobody
me.
Wants to be poly. We've already said that's not for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
From my point of view, it's like...
No, you've got this down. Your outlook is so good, and you're so good at dealing with everything and putting everything in its place, and, like, I'm just...
What's your fear? Like, your real fear?
Us not being close, and that leading to us not working.
Okay.
Like, us losing our, like, we're just, like, so close and always tell each other everything. And we're just each other's priority and favorite person.
I don't see how that could happen. I honestly don't see that happening.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of seeing a path there.
Yeah.
That I don't see.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense if you put it in a storybook. But I don't see it for us. I honestly don't see it.
I don't want to see it. It's just, I'm going to worst case scenarios,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, that's a protective thing, right? You're like, okay, so worst case scenario, how do I handle that if that happens? And then, you know, to the extent you believe it, it makes it harder. But.
Yeah. I mean, just even going to parties now, I'm like, okay, now I'm going to have to share you with this same person every time. And I'm going to have to find something to do and get creative each time. But then I would like want to bring somebody with me. So I just have somebody. If there's nobody I'm into, or I don't know, so I'm not just like alone while you're with alone. Her. I know. Because I just see this as an ongoing thing. Because I think y'all both want it to be. And I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. I haven't figured that out yet.
I know what I want. And what I want is you. It's what I've always wanted. It's what I'll always want. I want you. You are my wife. I mean, it's like law now.
I know.
That paper is very, very important.
Yeah.
How about you?
I really do. Like, I feel too needy.
But it's okay if you need me, because I'm here.
I know.
If you're needy, I'm here.
I know. I'm needy for you,
Well, that's good. I'm here.
I know, but it's good. A lot.
It's not a lot. I got all the need you want.
Really?
Yeah. I'm full of it. Full of something. I got all the need pellets. 160 pounds of it. It's all yours.
My baby. Yeah, so now I'm all up in my head about future parties. And that was such a fun party. And I'm like, now what? Like,
go to parties.
Yeah.
Go all the way.
Yeah.
They're not going to be at the New Year's party. I'm sure they'll be at the February party. And the party's for like months.
Yeah.
But I don't think in this situation any one person is the issue. I think it's like, are we doing this is the issue. Because there's other people out there that I would be into.
I know.
Just like there are other people you would be into.
I know.
So I don't think it's specific around anyone. This is just the situation we're in.
You're so right. Yeah. She's just hard because I feel like her marriage isn't solid, and I feel like she's someone you would 100% pursue as a girlfriend if we weren't together.
Facts. You don't know anything about their marriage. And we know that she wants to fuck other people. You don't know anything about their marriage. They've not said, we're in trouble. You are making assumptions.
It's just signs.
Well, your she signs that you're interpreting.
She doesn't talk to him.
We also talked about their life together and the thing they go on trips together. They went to the whole Columbia thing. We don't know them.
Yeah.
The second part of what you said.
But you're better.
I'm not pursuing any girlfriends.
Yeah.
You're better than everybody. Come on.
But you're better than her husband. She's going to watch you
more. Everybody's wife. Come on. Top notch. You're like the star of the show at all these things. You are. Just like, it's just ridiculous how much you were just the fucking hottest woman everywhere we go. I was thinking about this. I was like, I'm dating an attractive woman. People are going to hit on her. People are going to love her. And then, in your case, you see a guy you like, you're going to be into him. You're going to want to fuck him. That's a good-looking man. That's just my type. He's smart. He's bald. Whatever. And it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I have to give that up because you're beautiful and attractive and people want you.
How do you get to that place in your mind without being so afraid of losing us?
Oh, I'm not afraid of losing us, ever.
How?
Because it's the same. You're never losing me.
I could just so easily see you and Jasmine together.
Okay. I have seen you and Aaron together. Literally.
Oh, I mean, like, as a real couple.
Well, do you remember me talking about the fears if he lived here? I mean, I've been through this. I know what you're feeling.
No, remind me.
Oh, I said, what happens if he's living in the city? What if he comes down? You're like, you have a boyfriend. Now, whenever you go out of state, you're going to see him.
Yeah.
He's inviting you out of state. Is this a thing? Is this a regular thing? I mean, I had all these feelings.
You did. You had questions.
I don't cry about them, but I've had these feelings. I've had the pit in my stomach a lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just, it's healed.
I thought you were just asking me questions.
No. It's healed with time.
Yeah.
That's been good.
That's really helpful to hear, honestly.
I mean, I wrote it. You want me to pull the notes out? I wrote it down.
You did. You shared some of it with me. Like, where is this going? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of it's the same things that I'm feeling now. Because I just hadn't been tested really before.
Yeah, maybe they'll sound familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably right.
My thoughts. Yeah, there they are. Just finished the edit and got up immediately, was dreading the next 3 hours before I hear from her, and then she texted and it was over. And she FaceTimed me out of the blue with him right then and there. Freshly fucked, like a good-looking dude, and we joked a little back and forth, and he definitely seemed cool. I could tell she was so excited, and I was smiling ear to ear on the call.
How are you smiling? So, like, you were so amazing the whole time.
I was just happy for you.
So fucking amazing.
Told her I love her, and I'm glad she had fun. I truly felt compersion. I now know what that feels like.
That's just amazing.
Then, a little fear of loss. Natural. Now that it's real, what if she really likes him? And mm-hmm. wants to take it further.
Yeah, exactly. That's
she's
exactly
a mono-minded person. So I start describing all your personality aspects as to why this is a disaster.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a mono-minded person. Maybe she wants to be mono with him too, or maybe someone else. Maybe she really is poly. It's exactly what you
and
just
now
said.
I'm like, maybe you're poly. I know exactly. It's so true.
How do we handle future communications now? I'm torn between being the cool guy and going with whatever she wants, just like you were just saying.
100%.
In fear of it getting out of my hands.
Yeah.
Overall, this is a big moment for a relationship, a good one, I think. I also have envy that she may have someone and I won't.
Yeah.
These are all things you just expressed to me.
100%. You're so right.
And this is kind of a sad note.
Yeah.
You know, it's hopeful and optimistic.
Like you're trying to be happy for me, but mm-hmm. you also have mm-hmm. fears. That's exactly my notes, too.
It was kind of coming back to me, too, how I felt.
Yeah.
So it wasn't easy. It's not like it's... Sure, dude, go for it. You know, like,
yeah.
Now we're performance out. And it's a lot better to the point where I'm like, yeah, bring it down. Okay, yeah, next time you're going to see him.
Yeah.
Or call him if you're having a problem with me. I never said that. But,
no.
But.
That's kind of a good test, actually.
What? Testing whether he can...
Take the call and what the advice would be. Because it could have gone one way. A lot of guys would have taken that and gone, that rat bastard, don't worry, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And he was not that at all. He was basically like, get off the phone with me and call him right now.
Yeah, he hasn't proved himself to be a shitheel.
Uh-uh.
You know, which is good.
Yeah.
But he's right. Talk 100%. To your husband.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt a little silly for calling him.
Tell me how you approached him about it. Like, what did you say?
So you texted this morning asking how'd it go? I said it was wild, better for phone call. Hit me. Working now. Are you free later? I can't be. Let me know. Excited to hear about it. Can we talk? I actually love to talk to somebody about it. I have so many thoughts. I'll call you later. Call or FaceTime me when you're free. I could use an ear for processing some of the stuff that went down. Thank you for listening and your good advice. Now go be your own advocate. Go talk to your fucking husband. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, what were your words? What did you say to him?
I just said the party was a lot of fun in a lot of ways. But the hard part was that you were super excited about this woman and that y'all had sex without a condom. And it just made me feel like... The sex was so good and amazing that you just were in the moment. I feel like I'm being burdened. He's coming off a high of this, you know, sex with this new woman. It's so amazing, and I don't want to take that away from him by making him caretake me and all that stuff. And he was like, he wants to know. You just need to tell him. I guarantee you he wants to know.
Correct.
Yeah. And that was helpful to hear. Because I need down, I don't know. I was very in a spot where I was like, he doesn't want to know. Like, I think I said it a million times in my note.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want me to know. I'm a burden. He's ignoring me. He doesn't want to hear from me. I'm too much. I was very much in an irrational way. So that ended up being helpful. I mean, I felt a little silly, but ended up at least getting what I needed to hear.
Well, I'm glad he gave you that.
Yeah. But I don't like feeling like I'm too much for you. Or that I'm messing up your life or putting you in a bad mood or...
Have you ever done that before?
I don't know.
In 4 years?
Hopefully not.
Other than when you fucked up my life when we broke up. But have I ever told you too much?
No.
Have I ever indicated to you that... your feelings aren't important to me.
No.
Once.
No,
I just said, that's really not important to me.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And, I mean, you can really only look at the reality. You can't really look at what you're thinking. You have to look at the reality of it.
And the
previous situations, historical things that have happened.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be there for you. I always have and always will.
Yeah.
And you will for me. That's my comfort.
Yeah.
I know anything that happens in my life, including you having a boyfriend, you're going to take care of me. If you had a poly situation, you would take care of me.
Oh, God.
You would.
If we had a poly situation, you would try to take care of me.
No.
And I would never feel taken care of if you had a girlfriend, no matter what you did or said. I don't know if I could ever handle that.
We're not at the point we could do that. We may never be at that point.
Does that mean we're not in a good of a place as we think we are? Like, is that the holy grail? To just be completely detached and like...
No, I think that's the worst thing that can happen to us. That, to me, we're not in a stage where that is something that's desired or that is possible. It's not something we want. It's not something that's even possible to do.
I don't want to split my attention like that. Like, I really want to be deep with you. Like, I value it. It has made my life so rich. And I feel like it's made the sex so good. Really the best of my whole life. And I don't want to lose that. I don't want to fragment my attentions or feel like there's parts of you that I don't get or parts of me that you don't want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we just have to keep going.
I think you're going to come around to someday.
Yeah.
You're going to really know it's the same.
Yeah.
You felt like you knew it before.
Yeah.
I've known it since before you even said it the first time.
Yeah.
That it's the same. It may even be a little skewed on my side.
Babe.
Because I trust it. I trust it. I know it. And I believe in it. And it's been tested.
Yeah.
And it's been hard. But I have the faith that it's there. I just know how we are. And we are not anywhere near being able to have a sustained relationship with someone else.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to worry about that at all. I'm not worried about it. I've feared about it. It was in my note. What if this does happen? But I just know it's not. I think.
It's not.
I mean, I think because...
No,
if circumstances, it's definitely if not. If circumstances were reversed, I'd probably be feeling a lot like you right now. And that's a hard place to be in.
Yeah.
But I also don't have the flights of fancy on what I think it is.
Yeah.
Right. And you were pretty good about telling me what it was with him. You're reassuring. And I think that's what I'm trying to do is just reassure you. I don't know really how to do it other than my words and my actions. And just to show you how much I love you. And I believe I do that every single day.
I'm
not doing enough, I need to know. Like,
no, I just have to wrap my head around that you had an amazing experience. And that's hard for me to hear.
Again, another assumption. You've built this amazing experiencing thing up to be, it was just sex. And it was okay. And it was better than the other solos I had, which is not saying a lot.
It's amazing and y'all are in love now. You can't wait to come inside her without a condom on your next date. And you take her to fucking glamping. We're going to do mushrooms together and ayahuasca together.
Yeah, so flights of fancy, right?
Fall deeply in love.
You
She's
really
going to leave her husband.
And I know that you're saying this. You've thought it already.
I have. This is my worst case scenario.
She didn't go to Harvard. She's not a DJ, okay? That should be it right there. She's not meeting the level that I need.
No, I don't think it matters with her.
Why do you think she's that special?
I think she is exactly the person that you would
She date. Is more so than anyone we've met in the lifestyle, yes. But she's not exactly. You were exactly.
I know I am.
Exactly.
But I'm
this.
Old news. I'm old news.
You are infuriating. I love you.
I love you so much.
You're my everything, girl. You're my everything, and I love you. I'm never letting you go. I'm never doing anything stupid. Again. Okay. I'm never gonna leave you. Okay. I'm never gonna not be with you.
And if we need to have a discussion about condoms and you don't want to use them in general,
I want to use them.
Let's have a discussion about that.
I want to use them.
Like how...
That was a poorly planned, poorly executed mistake. And if I had one right there, it'd been easy. But like, where am I gonna go? And like,
it's so wild that no one uses them.
I know.
I'm like.
I mean, there was a wrapper on the ground. Was that
either? No, actually, the couple that was having sex on the bed while massaging Tony,
mm-hmm.
they went through a bunch of them. They definitely.
That's probably the wrappers I saw on the ground right there.
Yeah. So there was one couple using them.
Yeah, I mean, sure, lots of people do, but there are the irresponsible ones, or the ones that are on PrEP and antibiotics that don't care. That's probably a decent number of people.
I know.
But that's not us.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't want to affect us. Right. I'm not worried about me. I mean, I am for a certain point, but I'm worried about us.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you. And that's where it comes from for me.
Yeah.
And so.
That's me too. All I care about is us.
Yeah. I mean,
all I care about is
how horrible it would be to bring something home.
Yeah.
It would be terrible.
I know.
Especially if we weren't aware. So that's just not a fucking option for me.
I know.
So that's just like case closed.
Yeah.
Okay. That was better.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hi, baby. I just listened to the processing voicemail again. I had a realization with
Aaron.
I didn't really have a choice. I kind of had to let that thing happen. Mainly because I just couldn't deny you something I knew you wanted. And you wanted it. And I couldn't deny you that. And so I had to kind of deal with it. And so that's probably why it looks like I dealt with it so well, is because there wasn't a choice. You being denied something like that would only make you frustrated, and the outcome of that would be worse than if you went ahead with it. And the other part of that is just that's kind of what happens in this thing, and that's kind of what we're doing, and we've both been expecting something like this for a long time. It's part of the reason I was not a fan of Solo, is because of the discomfort that I would feel from it. But the good news is that it worked out for us even better, and I mean, even this weekend worked out for us even better. I mean, we're closer than ever and hornier for each other than ever. But looking back at it, it wasn't like, oh, I'm really cool with it. We know that's not true. What happened was I didn't really have a choice. And I know to tell you, especially with you, to keep you from doing something makes you want it more. You always say that. Not as true for me. It is true for me to some extent, but not as true. And for you, I know that to be fact. So anyway, those are just my midnight thoughts, but I'm happy that we're going through all this, both sides, and we're still fucking insanely in love and deeply in love with each other, and it's just getting more and more so. So if that's the outcome of all this, I will take that all day, because I love you so much. Okay, anyway, that was just my thought as I'm going to bed here with the lights off. I love you. Sleep well.
That's so funny, baby. I feel like I didn't have a choice on Saturday night. Like, I feel like I had to make that happen for you, or you're gonna be so frustrated. Actually, the way I thought it was like, I had to make it happen for you, or else you were gonna become like really obsessed with her and be thinking about fucking her all the time. So I was like, I just need to make it happen so he's not constantly thinking about her. Like, the get it over with thing is basically what I was dealing with. But no, I have the same thought, like, if there's something that you want, keeping it from you is the opposite. I mean, I know you've always said, like, if I give you a rule, you'll follow it or whatever. So for me, I'm just more like, if I'm told I can't do something, that I want it more. But I think part of me also thinks that you'll want it more if I tell you you can't have it. So I was like, not only can you have it, I am gonna make it happen so that it's not this forbidden thing and it's even more attractive to you. But that's literally exactly how I felt. And
in that sense, I felt like I didn't have a choice because my other choice was to tell you you couldn't do it, and then it would have put it off and been hanging over me for a long time. And in my mind, at least, things you can't have, you just constantly ruminate on and start thinking about. And I was like, the last thing I want is you obsessing over
Jasmine
and thinking about her 24/7 because I won't let you have her. So I was like, nope, we're getting this done. I'm gonna go get water. Just get the fucking done and over with. That's just so funny. I think we're a lot more alike than you think. It's all a really interesting experiment, and I just love you so much, and I'm glad that we're processing it the way we are, and I don't know, I just love you. I love you so much. Have a wonderful day. I talk to you soon.
So that was the continuation of our processing of the Christmas party, and there is so much more to come, you guys. If you're enjoying our journey, please take a moment to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It really helps us reach more people. And that's our main goal with this podcast, y'all. Connecting with others out there who might be approaching being in an open relationship the same way we do. We don't have ads or make money from this. It's just our passion project. And we like to listen to them again just for ourselves to see how we've grown. You can email us your stories or questions at annaaden@gmx.com. We might share them on the show if you give us permission. And you can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find links to those in the show notes. And now we're going to get editing the rest of the recordings that we've made in this series. We had no idea we'd be starting season 3 off with such a bang, but this is how we like to live. We'd rather say yes to new experiences and then work with whatever comes up later rather than say no preemptively out of fear of something that might actually never happen. And that can be scary, but it's really leading to some new emotional adventures for us. All right, we'll see you guys again, and you're going to love it. We ended up bringing in our friend and relationship coach, Chloe Prent, from episode 36 with swoon.coach to help us process even more. And it was super raw and deep and extremely helpful to both of us. And we might split that episode into 2 parts because we spent 3 hours with her on Zoom. So stay tuned. Even more processing, learning, and love to come. We really love you guys. All right.